You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Once again, thank you so much for speaking with us and joining us. How are you feeling about all the international show dates that are coming your way?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. I'm very excited. I've never been to Australia before, never been to New Zealand. And then also we're going to Canada and Europe after that and hitting some new places on those tours as well. So really excited, yeah.
Yeah. And you're also going to be opening for quite a few like amazing bands and artists as well, right? You know, you're going to be opening for American Football in Denver in 2 days. How are you feeling about that as well?
I'm really excited. Yeah, their music is so cool. And it's always fun to like play for different audiences, you know, like it's going to be a different audience than who we would play to on our own. So I think that will be great.
Yeah. Have you met any of the members of American Football before, like Mike? You know, how did that like connection end up happening?
Good question. I don't know exactly how it happened. We got offered a show a couple years ago, actually, and then we couldn't do it just because of scheduling stuff. And then this time around, they hit us up again. Yeah, I haven't met them yet in person, but I'm very excited to on Friday.
Yeah. A lot of people, like, you know, discovered your music at house shows that you were playing in Boston, like back when you first started releasing music. So how does it feel to be going from like those kind of shows to the range of like different international festivals and headlining shows that you're about to be playing at?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. I think for me, it feels pretty gradual. Like, it's not like we jumped from house shows to now. It's been like a few years. So to me, it kind of just feels like a natural progression of things. You know, if you just keep at something, it will hopefully just keep growing and get bigger. So yeah, I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Are there any like specific venues or cities that you're excited to be playing at on the tour?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm excited for every city because I feel like everywhere is so special in its own way. And everywhere we go, the people are so nice and the fans are so nice and attentive. If I was going to say one that I'm excited for, I'm really excited to be in Switzerland in July. I've just never been there before, and I think my parents are going to come out to see us, so that will be a fun show, I think.
And then, of course, you know, in mid-June, you're going to be down here in Australia and New Zealand for the first time ever, I believe. Is there anything you're excited to see or do while you're down here?
Yeah, I mean, I think our schedule will be kind of tight just with the shows and everything, but I would love to see some wildlife if there's time and if I can. Also, I've heard there's like cool bugs there, and I would love to see some bugs like spiders and stuff if I can. Yeah.
Do you have any like expectations of what it'll be in New Zealand like for you? Like, do you have any like ideas?
Yeah, honestly, I'm going in very blind. Like, I have no idea what it's gonna be like. I don't know. I've heard it's going to be kind of cold, which is different than what I thought. I kind of was thinking it was going to be warm, but it's like kind of cold. Is it cold there right now?
It's starting to get pretty cold.
I mean, it is, but it's kind of like average cold. Like your, like let's say your springtime would be a similar temperature.
It's actually pretty chill then, I guess. Yeah.
It's not like intense cold compared to the South Island. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. And it's definitely not as cold as like Boston or New York.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Okay, so. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you'll probably think it's summer when you get here. Additionally, will any of the artists who you worked with on the Kurage EP be joining you on the tour as well?
Unfortunately, no. I think that they're all doing other things. Actually, I don't know what they're doing, but, you know, Australia is pretty far. It would take a lot to bring them out.
Fair enough, yeah. So you'll just be, like, singing their parts on stage when you're playing those songs?
Honestly, we probably won't play the songs just because, like, my mindset about those songs and collaborations in general is that it's usually not. For me, it's not worth it to play it without the other person because, like, I wrote the song for that person. And so then for them to not be there, I'm kind of like, it's like missing the big point of the song. So
yeah, but that's like one of the things that I personally love about the EP. It's like the fact that each person you collaborated with on the album, you wrote the song about that other person. Well, what was it like being in the studio with someone that you've like written a song about?
Yeah, it was good. It definitely feels a little vulnerable and maybe embarrassing at times, but luckily they both like the songs. Like John and Liana both like the songs that I wrote about them, and yeah, it was just fun to record with them. And we'd already been friends for years before that, so it didn't feel like anything super new, you know.
Do you generally write a lot of songs about the people around you, and do the people around you like inspire you to write music as well?
Yeah, I think some of my songs are about people. I think a lot of my songs are about myself too. But I guess like sometimes I'll write love songs about people or love songs for my friends or for my family. I'm definitely inspired by them. Even if like the song, the lyrics aren't about them, like the music might be inspired by them, you know?
And then the title track of the EP as well, Kurage, was written with your dad, right? Who was joining you on the euphonium. You know, what was it like working on a song with your dad?
It was really fun. We've never really made music together before, but he's been a musician for his whole life and it's been a big part of his life. And I feel like it's a big part of why I can do what I do. Like, he's always been really supportive of me playing guitar and me pursuing music. So it just felt like kind of like the right thing to make music together, you know, because like he is like a big part of why I'm making music.
And was he also instrumental in getting you to study jazz and like pursue a career in music, or did that sort of happen naturally and he was like just like there to support you?
I mean, he was never like pushing me to do it necessarily, I guess, but it was always like if I ever wanted to do anything music related, he was like extremely supportive. Like the moment I said I wanted to take guitar lessons when I was like 10 or 11, he immediately got me guitar lessons. And then if I need a new guitar because I want to play jazz guitar and so now I need an arch top, like he'll get me an arch top or whatever. So in that sense, he's always been like really, really supportive. But he's never been like, oh, you have to be a musician. Like, not like in that way, but just, and I think whatever I had wanted to do with my life, he would have been supportive in that, you know.
Also, like in terms of like, you know, collaborations, you know, like the ones that you did on the Kurage EP, are there any other artists that you'd like dream collaborations for you? And what aspects of those people would you write about in that case?
Good question. I feel like people ask me this sometimes and I honestly don't listen to too much new music. So I'm not super tapped into like artists now and artists that I'd want to collaborate with. For me, it's more just about like making music with my friends. In a way, like each song I make is a collaboration because I'm playing with my band and they're all coming up with their parts and it's very collaborative in that sense. So I guess for me, it's not really like dream artists that I want to collaborate with, but more just making music with my friends and the people that I care about and the people that support me.
Sweet. Do you have like more tracks in the works currently with other musicians in your circle or your friends?
Yeah, I'm definitely always working on new music, yeah.
Would you play any of these music when you come down to Australia and New Zealand? Because I would love to hear it if it is possible.
Oh, like the newer music?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We've been playing them on tour a lot, actually, for the past few tours. We've been playing new songs.
How did the crowd feel about the new music that's coming out?
They seem excited about it, I would say, yeah.
The title of the EP itself, Kurage, I believe means jellyfish, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and based off like what I've read in like previous interviews you've done, it's also connected to, you know, your upbringing and spending time in Japan as well as the States. So could you tell us a little bit about the title and its connection to your upbringing in Japan?
Yeah, the song I kind of wrote about memories of going to the aquarium in Japan when I was little. I just remember really liking it. Like, it was always so fun to go there and see all the different sea creatures and the dolphins and the penguins and the jellyfish and the fish and the crabs and all of that. So I was kind of just thinking about that imagery and thinking about what it would feel like to be a sea creature also, and just thinking about what it feels like to be a kid, like going into a space like that. It's like really magical and nice, you know?
Do you tap into your like inner child a lot when you're writing music?
I think pretty often, yeah. I feel like I'm inspired a lot by memories from when I was little, like nostalgia, I guess, I think is a nice thing to write about. Yeah, I have a few songs like that. I feel like they're kind of about my childhood or about memories from my childhood.
And, you know, did experiencing both, you know, those American and Japanese cultural influences in your upbringing, like, shape the way that you approach music and songwriting? I know, like, a lot of your songs are bilingual, but, like, how do you describe, like, that aspect of your upbringing on your songwriting process?
I mean, I think it is pretty straightforward in the sense that just because I grew up speaking both languages and visiting Japan every year and everything, it's just been a big part of who I am and my identity. And so when I'm making music, it feels natural and it feels more like true to who I am, like as a person in general, just to have both be a part of the music.
Are there any like Japanese artists that you personally take inspiration from as well?
Yeah, I think I really like Ichiko Aoba. I think her music is really beautiful. And I also like Regal Lily. They're like a cool band in Japan. And I like Trico too. They make like math rock music.
Are any of those artists or bands like people that you would consider potentially collaborating with in the future as well?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
So I guess like going forward, you know, your sound is like, you know, an incredibly unique blend of like jazz, bossa, bit of math rock and some J-pop influences as well. Do you think your sound will take like a different direction in the future, or do you think it might like remain as it is currently?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of hard to say. I think at least with the new music we've been working on recently, it's kind of a continuation of what we've been doing. But I think diving a bit deeper into different genres, and I think going a little further, like I feel like there's actually more variety in the newer music in terms of like going really rock or going really jazz. But in the future, I don't know, I haven't really thought about it. I guess I'm kind of just gonna do whatever is interesting to me and whatever I like, and so it's hard to say what that will be in the future, but we'll see.
Are there any other genres you've thought of experimenting with?
I think classical guitar is really beautiful. I would love to get more into that, and also just more into like Brazilian music in general. Yeah, I guess that's what comes to mind first.
To wrap it up, do you have anything to say to the Auckland audiences here in New Zealand?
I guess I would just say thank you for listening to my music. If you have been already and you're coming to the show, thank you so much. You're the reason why we're able to play there, you know? And then if you haven't listened to my music and you're thinking about coming to the show, I hope that you like it. And yeah, that's it.
And I guess, like, what should they expect when they see you in June?
I think we'll be playing definitely a lot of songs from Animaru and probably a few older songs too. And then, yeah, like unreleased music as well. So I think they can expect a fun set of like songs that they know, and then also some new songs that they've never heard before. And yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.